Simon & Schuster Audio presents Summer Darlings by Brooke Lee Foster. Read by Rebecca Ross. 1. Jackie Kennedy sails these waters. In fact, the First Lady might be looking at the same sunlit cliffs as Hetty, and the thought of Jackie in her big black sunglasses placing a kiss on the President while their boat rounded Vineyard Sound tickled the corners of Hetty's mouth and made her peek over onto the deck of a wooden sailboat bobbing in the harbor. Hetty waved back at a man, shirtless and barefoot, holding a fishing line. He was no Jack Kennedy, but he wasn't half bad either. Pastel-striped umbrellas lined the beach as the ferry neared the dock, and the colors were familiar, even though she'd never stepped foot on the island before. Martha's Vineyard had become an obsession for Hetty that year at Wellesley after she'd overheard friends comparing where they'd stayed when they'd gone. But when movie star Gigi McCabe, the Gigi McCabe, posed in a barely there bikini for Look magazine, sunbathers oiled and stretched out on chaise lounges around her, Hetty simply knew she had to go. She and her roommate hid the magazine from their house mother, who called it cheap trash and forbade any copies in the dormitory. Hetty had been drawn to the photo like a mosquito to a light, not because of the actress, but because of all those patrician noses and straw hats, white keds and elegant tanned wrists. She wanted to know this fabled summer culture, those beautiful people who sailed in the morning, dressed formally for dinner, and sipped champagne at sunset at the famed Island Club. Hetty pulled a small black notebook from her purse.